So good morning and welcome. And welcome if it's your first time here today, or if it's your 101st time. Might be even more than that, Jeannie. You never know, just a few. But hope you have a good time, whatever we do this morning in our activities. So let's just praise God. Praise God that he's here this morning with us, and we'll just say a small prayer. Father God, we just thank you for people here this morning, for the people, whether we're taking part or we're not taking part this morning, that we've just prayed that your Holy Spirit will be with us, that you'll be very real in this place as we learn more of you. And that's the object of the lesson, I suppose, in a way, is to learn more of you in a new and creative way. And we just ask for your blessings on us and for this service. And we pray this in your mighty name and for your sake. Amen. Right, so is there anybody that hasn't been to a messy church before? Oh, we've got a few that haven't been to a messy church before. That's good. We always like new people. We like to get new people that haven't been. So we do, we go into church. No, we're in church. Well, it's all church, isn't it? We're church anyway. We're not the building. We go into the other room. And we do some activities for around about an hour. If Pauline was here, it'd be about an hour and a half. Anyway, she's not here. So we do about an hour in church. And then we do some activities round the theme that I've chosen. Okay, so you go there. There's a table that's full of lots of interactive things that you can do around prayer. Okay, this morning. And you can make a Lord's Prayer plaque. Ooh, I like an ooh. Ooh, thank you. It's better than that. You can make an orb because too soon, Rob. You were too previous then. Do it when I tell you. Now, thank you. That's better. You're going to make an orb, and then you're going to say a prayer. Put your orb on a map because God is King of all, Lord of all. Okay. I think that's all I've got to show you at the moment, but there will be tea and coffee all morning, so we probably won't have one when we finish, so get your chance to get your teas and coffees in while you're doing the activities. You can do as much or as little as you want. You can stay in here and have somebody to pray with you if you want, or you can just sit and chat, but it's lovely in there, and it's took me ages. Anyway... Enjoy. Whatever you do, enjoy it. Okay? Ooh! Okay, I think we've got everybody out. We'll just make sure. All right, thank you. Right, I've put the sandpaper prayer, the hearts there. So if you want one later... You can have one later. Or there's a chance to put a prayer in there at the end. You know, the cross with the, you can take a sweet, put a prayer in, and then put your, I need the... Oh, right, yeah, the things around there. So it does look nice when it's all lit up. It look lovely. We've got some artwork, I think, that needs to be looked at on the wall. We've got earth and the spectacle of heaven awaits us. How amazing. We've said to Tina, Tina thinks there'll be feathers in heaven and there will be sparkly glitter shoes. Yes! We can't wait. So I hope you've had a good morning anyway. I hope you've enjoyed it. Good. It's not finished yet. Right, so, the Lord's Prayer. Well, not sure about you, but I learnt the Lord's Prayer at school. Probably from going to church with my grandma as well. Learnt it at school. It's just something you say, isn't it, that you learn. You sat with all your friends, you say, Our Father who art in heaven. And you're wondering about what you're having for your tea, and things like that. But it was spoken in assembly at school, at the end of assembly, after we'd sung hymns. And sadly, that happens less and less. And I know it does because I work in a school and it doesn't happen very often. Not as often as it should do.
Be interesting to find out if how many children at school could recite the Lord's Prayer. Not sure how many. So I must admit, when I was a child, I didn't really know the depth of meaning behind the prayer and why it was so important. We say it quickly sometimes, don't we? And do we allow time for the words to sink in? Like we should do. We should give it the reverence it deserves, shouldn't we? After all, Jesus taught his disciples to pray this prayer. So it's quite important. And I find it fascinating that the words that came from the mouth of Jesus are still repeated today by millions of people. So it's still repeated. Jesus spoke the words, the disciples learnt it, and we're doing the same today. All over the world, how amazing is that? Anyway, we're going to have a little break in the talk for a second. I'm going to choose my friend Carol, because I know she won't mind coming up. Come on then, Carol. Come on, get up here. Do it now. Come on, give Carol a round of applause. Well done, Carol. Right, Carol, I'm going to give you a little job to do.
All right?
Yeah. So your paper, I'm going to give you a sheet of paper and some scissors. And your paper, eventually, has got to look like mine. There you go. Can you make your paper look like mine?
I don't think so. I'm not sure I can, to be honest. It's a bit complicated.
Right, okay. Would you like to ask somebody who might want to help you?
Oh, yes.
Look around. All the ugly... lovely. Lovely, I meant to say. Not the ugly faces, the lovely ones. Have a look around, see who you might want to help you to make your paper look like mine. You can ask anybody in church. Thomas, oh, come on, Thomas.
What a team. Right, so have we got to do it?
Yeah, you've got to do it now. Come on, show us your expertise. I'll hold it up for you if you want. How many bits of paper do you want? Get off. You only want one.
Well, I thought...
Honestly, he's owing at wrong time. You're asking for two bits of paper. Come on,
I thought we'd got to cut that to make it look like this.
You've got to cut that paper to make it look like that.
Come here, we need it to see. We need a pen.
In your own time.
Suppose you're right for picking wrong person. Right. Put a bit in there, let's see what we can do. Do you want to cut?
Come on, we've got plans for Christmas in what, Philip? 15 weeks' time?
15 weeks on Monday, yeah.
Oh.
That's
what
I don't know about that below.
And then
do we need to cut
a
bit below it?
Oh, I see. We're doing a bit of cutting here.
We do,
yeah. Oh, he's cut his paper in half. Oh, what a mistake of a maker. Right, I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Because people have got the roasties in the oven and we might go 20 seconds. Does it look like mine?
No.
Oh. Good try. No. Nearly there, not quite. That's like the England Lionesses. Nearly there, not quite. Never mind. You did your best. You did your best. Just that bit there, I know.
I bet there's a trick.
There is a trick to it. Thank you very much. Give my volunteers a nice round of applause. Thank you. There is a trick. I'll show you the trick. So you're not all worrying about it when you go to bed tonight and you can't sleep. Right, you make a slit there and you make a slit there. You'll all be doing it when you get home. And you turn it round and you make a split in the middle. And then you twist it. Oh, there you go. And then you glue it down and that bit's stuck up. Anyway, you're all impressed, I can tell. Right. So, the object of the lesson, well, not the lesson, the thing, activity, was that I asked Carol, I said to Carol, you can choose anybody in church who can help you. Who would have been the best person to ask? She could have picked me, couldn't she? The person who actually did it. But she didn't. I didn't make that clear because otherwise I wouldn't have had a talk. Anyway, she could have asked me. I would have been sat down now at this point. She could have come to me, the person who knew how to do it. But we rely on ourselves, don't we? And we like to think we're self-sufficient. No, we can do it. We can do it on our own or with a little bit of help from our friends. But we should always turn to the right person. Turn to the person who knows what we're going through, knows exactly what to do when we're going through difficulties. And God gives us what we need so we can achieve what looked impossible with the right person. With the right person. So Jesus knew his disciples had to be taught how to pray, not to babble, not to say it too quickly, not to be too wordy, but to be succinct in what they said. And he knew exactly what we need, what we needed. So when we pray the same words today, whatever version of the Bible, we all say the same prayer. There might be slightly different words, but it's the same prayer, whichever Bible version you prefer. So we're asking Jesus, the one we should turn to, the right person for the job, the one who knows what we need, knows what's best for us, the one who taught his disciples and ultimately taught the whole world. So in the message version of Matthew 6 verse 7, which is where one of the places you'll find the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, the message version says this, Our Father in heaven, reveal who you are. Set the world right. Do what's best. So above, as above, so below. Keep us alive with 3 square meals. Keep us forgiven with you and forgiving others. Keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You are in charge. You can do anything you want. You're ablaze in beauty. Yes. Yes, yes. So the pattern of prayer that Jesus taught, for us to tell God who he is and what he means to us, to praise him because he's in control of everything in our lives, ask God that he would provide for our daily needs, confess our sins and ask that we're humble enough to forgive others and acknowledge that we need protection from sin and temptation. So I was wondering today what to give to remind you of today's message, church. You know, I usually give a handout. So I'm going to give you a little stone. You might think, what's she giving me that for? I'm going to give you a stone, all different shapes and sizes, a bit rough around the edges. Chipped, broken, all different, all imperfect, just like you and me. So you're going to take a small stone, you're going to contemplate on it, think what the Lord's Prayer says to you, which we're going to have on a screen in a minute. You're going to keep it, you're going to do something else with it in a bit, all right? So I'm going to ask Thomas and Alice, maybe if you will do this side, please. Just take one stone. So you've got your stone. And if you're able, you're going to bring your stone to the foot of the cross. See, Jesus knew that amazing things happen when we take our imperfect selves to the foot of the cross and we pray. God creates in us a clean heart. David asked in Psalm 51, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put me a new and right spirit within me." So you're going to bring your chipped and broken stone, representing how we are, and swap it. Put it down there. For a clean heart. And you've got some hearts to take home. There are lots of different ones that you can choose, so you can come and choose whichever heart you want. And then if you can't stand up or you can't walk to the front, I'm sure my lovely assistant Thomas will come and bring you one. Okay, could you play me a little bit of music? So when you're ready, bring your chipped stone and choose a heart. Let's pray. Father God, I just thank you for today. I pray that we've learnt something new of you today. We've had fellowship together, which is always good. We've prayed together. We've laughed together. And that's what Messy Church is all about. Fellowship, friendship, activities, so we learn more of you, we get grow closer to you. So we thank you for this place. We thank you for the people in it. I thank you that we've come today and that when we pray, we can come freely to the one who knows exactly what we need. So let's lead by your example and say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. So before we do our last song, we've got a few bits of things to do. We did have two very, very competitive people playing the game of how long it took to put the Lord's Prayer into... I wish Jenny was in the Olympics. She'd win every time. Although, we did have somebody who beat her time-wise, but you made one mistake. So I can't not give you some sweets. You can. There you go. You've got some sweets. Jenny's got some sweets. There you go. Woo! Woo! There you go. So I will leave. I've got some sweets, actually, some of the sweets that are left. So I will leave them down there if anybody wants to take one. Please feel free to take a heart. If you know anybody who will benefit from that, or you could offer them one and say what it's about and why you're giving it to them, that would be amazing. There's a sandpaper heart there. Please feel free to take those. Put a prayer in the cross and put a candle in, or take your candle home as a gift for today. Okay, so, right, we've got one more song, but we're going to do it in a second because I'm going to ask... If, in a few weeks' time, I had this really silly idea that we might do a night of music, talent. There might be people in this church who are budding, you know, people who want to sing, song burst out of them. So if you've got a burning desire to do something tonight, I thought about calling it Acts and Snacks. Hey, it's all good stuff. But if you want to sing, or if you want to recite a poem, if you play an instrument, please come and see me. Because without people doing it up here,
It's just snacks.
It's just snacks. Thanks, Rob. It's just snacks, which is all well and good if they're good snacks. It's just snacks. So please come and see me after. Have a think about it, or text me, or email me, or whatever you want to do. I think. Oh, well done. It is. Coffee morning on Saturday. We've got stalls and all sorts of things going on. The church, please, Lord, will be decorated by then, if I can get my head around it. It will be decorated by then. It'll look beautiful. And there'll be lots of stalls and things in there. And just to say how amazing it was, I went to Tina and Michael's yesterday. They did a coffee and tea and tea cakes, raising awareness for Smile Train. They don't want to give out how much they've raised because they might raise a bit more today. So if you can put your hand in your pocket and help that cause, that would be amazing because they do a fantastic job. It's for children with cleft palates in, is it India or wherever? All over. But they're helping children to something so simple that we take for granted in this country. So if you can help out with that cause, that would be amazing. But yes, it's harvest next week. Coffee morning on Saturday, 10 while 12. Bring and share on Sunday. So I think I can stop talking now. I think I've said everything I need to say.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please help yourself to anything.